La 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 la. She really hates him. It's really true.
All right, testing 1, 2, 3. We tested.
Wait,
I mean, a
now
video.
It's like so far over there. Should I dare?
What are you doing?
Do I dare?
Permission needed for meeting host. What is.
There.
Oh, how's my that? God.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Testing 1, 2. We had to test a video. Now we're testing the mics. I think they sound good. Welcome to My Wife Hates Me. Who knows how many episodes? Who knows?
Over 500.
Way over.
550?
No.
520? Hey, what? Why would you say no so aggressively?
Because you know we did 500. 550 would be 500 plus almost a whole year.
Well, I didn't know when we hit. I don't remember.
You don't remember bringing balloons?
Yeah, but it could have been just 20 more weeks after that.
It's probably like 512. Maybe 513.
No, did it really deserve that much of a... If I said 501, then I could see. But.
Yeah, well, I mean, sometimes you exaggerate and or you're not aware of things.
I just took a shot in the dark.
Oh, really?
So you're saying I was off by 6 weeks?
That's, I don't know. You said 550. I would say it's...
I said 520.
You said 550. You don't remember? You just said it.
I said 550, then I immediately said 520.
Yeah, after I said no. Well, it doesn't matter. Either way, welcome. Well, it's been a lot of process dealing with this, buying this house, a lot of paperwork, a lot of filling stuff out. I get 10 emails a day from all these
people. Oh, my God. Do you want to hear a funny story? Okay,
yes.
The minute that I guess, the minute that we...
an application.
Our offer was accepted. We started getting like these mortgage companies calling us all the time.
10, 12 a day, yeah. Easily.
And then it stopped for a little while. Now it's back again.
Mine, one guy called me, and there's so many of them.
Did you ever answer?
Well, one guy answered. He goes, "How you doing?" I go, "Fuck off." He goes, "Fuck you."
Why you would
laughing.
Do that, I don't know. But.
I couldn't stop laughing in the car. I went, fuck off. He went, fuck you. I just drove away cracking up.
Oh, my
up.
God. Men are amazing.
You could say anything to him, and they'll go, yeah. I go, oh, my. I think one of them, I said, my wife passed. I don't know if I'm buying the house. Or no. I said, I caught my wife sleeping with our neighbor. I don't know if I should still buy it. Well, yeah, of course you should buy it. It's for you, right?
Oh,
don't say anything they can to get you to fucking, you know. I go, can you get me 2% interest? And one guy goes, well, yeah, we could work on that. No, you couldn't.
Right.
You couldn't. Right. Even if he financed it himself,
right?
He couldn't do that. They just want to keep you on the phone. I wish I would get one right now. I just usually block the callers, but once in a blue moon, I'll answer it.
I just silenced all the unknown callers or whatever, but I accidentally butt dialed one of them like 12 times.
Well, how could you not block them once they call you? You just blocked that number.
Well, I didn't, and it didn't matter, but you don't think my story is at all interesting or funny? You just got to skip past that?
Well, did he answer?
What?
Did he answer those 12 times?
No. Well, I don't know.
Well,
I can't tell.
I don't know what this butt dial is that people say. How did he, does
you,
your
you've
butt
never accidentally dialed someone?
No, how does your, by my thumb, I might look at the wrong person or
okay,
call
well,
my,
butt dial is
how
an
does
umbrella
that
term used for any time you accidentally call someone. So lots of times when I'm putting my phone down, it'll just call the last person that I called. Or
that's because you hit something.
Sometimes when I'm walking, I put my phone in my back pocket and I'm listening to a podcast or something, and it'll just start dialing.
I don't know how that happens.
I butt dial you a lot.
Yeah,
but,
I know.
But it was just funny that I like. What are those calls called?
Spams.
I spammed a spammer.
Whoa. before we go on, this coffee is the weakest, worst coffee. It's, you know what this coffee is?
What? Hot chocolate.
Oh, that's a good one.
No, yeah. That's what you used to say all the time.
I never said that once, did I?
Well, I don't think so. I just didn't make it up out of thin air.
Well, you do a lot of things. You make up a lot of things.
You said this is like drinking hot chocolate many times about weak coffee.
This, how do you make it so weak? Well, like, don't you know how to, after all these years, how much to pour in? I'm not attacking you. I'm just wondering.
I feel like I made it perfectly.
You think this is good? If I could show them it. I swear to God, it tastes like hot chocolate.
Did you just make that up?
Uh-huh.
Or you just said it because I said it? You just stole that from me.
I did. So earlier this week, I went and did, Wednesday.
Everything that you did was earlier this week.
Yeah. Yeah, we're taping on
time
Friday.
Time is just a construct. Remember when you did that?
No, I didn't do it. You did it.
You did the thing about the
what
calendar. Should just say.
Oh yeah.
Now.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Pretty deep. I'm sure some yogi is doing it now. You get a calendar, you look at it, it just says now.
And what kind of accent is that?
That was trying to be non. I didn't want to go one way or another too deeply so people couldn't cancel me. It's left it kind of in a, you know, no man's land area.
Oh, but it was a yogi,
it was a yogi.
Impression. Mm-hmm. I did.
Welcome to my yogi class. We are starting now because all we have is now.
Okay. And what accent's that? Is that a no accent again?
No,
that's generic.
That one I was really dry. If I had a big beard and like,
are yogis from India?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, and maybe they can be from anywhere. I don't know.
How do you qualify to be a yogi?
You go, I'm a yogi,
and then you're a yogi.
That's the way it is with every single thing in life.
You just say
you are and you are.
People go on stage like two times and they go, yeah, I'm a comedian. I do comedy. No, what? They tell people, yeah, I'm a comic.
Right.
We were downstairs at the stand the other day. I was sitting there with Tim Dillon and we're talking to some guy. He's there. He's probably, who knows how long he's been doing comedy, but nobody knew who the fuck he was. Mm-hmm. Or Tim, you know. And he goes, you know, I did this and that in life, but now that I'm successful, and he kept going. And then I go, what's your definition of successful, right? You know, because everybody interprets.
But it is possible you didn't know who he was.
He wasn't successful. But as a comic, maybe he's good or working his way up.
Who was it?
I don't know, because he wasn't successful enough for me to know him. But Tim Dillon has it. Tim Dillon is fun to sit with because he has a good sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like he's not uptight or.
Right. He's not afraid.
And he'll say whatever he wants on stage, right? I only watched a little. He's a ranter, that one, huh? He was killing. I was on the other side of the glass at the stand, so I couldn't really comprehend what he was saying. I know one thing, he was killing. Last night, this girl, they contacted through Facebook, said, you know, first she starts off with her podcast, where it's aired and all this stuff. I should read it to you. And I'm not trashing the girl. Let's see.
Wait, what is the point of the story?
She wanted me to drive all the way deep in Long Island to do her podcast. You know, no, we're doing ours. Bobby's asking me to go on his podcast. We're doing ours now. Can we?
I know, but I love that. Like, this is, can I just sum this up? I've said this before in the podcast. What? I use this quite often to sum you up as a human. This is everything you need to know about Rich Voss.
Everything
this encompass. When you know this, you know everything about Rich Voss. This encompasses it all, okay? So when his phone's not ringing, give me your phone. I need it as a prop.
Don't.
When your phone's not ringing, you go like this. Oh, why is no one calling me? The minute his phone rings, he goes, why is he calling me?
No, I never say, why is no one calling me?
That is Rich Voss.
I never say, why is no one calling me? I go, why are they bothering me? People bother me sometimes.
No, you go, why is someone not calling me? Why am I my phone not ringing?
Want me to put Bobby on speakerphone? Because we'll be on his podcast and he'll be on ours at the same time.
I don't
time.
Care what we do on this fucking nightmare of a show.
Why is it a nightmare?
I don't know. I have to get up early to talk to my husband. It's like, is any wife really like, yeah.
Okay.
Yo.
I don't think this has ever been done, but we're doing our podcast and you're doing yours. And now we're both on
each other's
podcast.
Oh my God, did she just finish that sentence?
I couldn't wait for it. It was taking so, sometimes he'll like have a hanging chad for 2 hours, a verbal hanging chad.
I mean, I agree with you 100%, but I mean,
what?
Wow.
What podcast are you doing now?
Hang on.
Don't ever talk to me in that tone of voice.
You talking to her or are you talking to me?
You just said hang up.
Talks to me in any tone of voice he wants.
Wow, I don't understand why you have such respect.
Here, give me this.
What?
Can you hear him, Mush?
What do you?
Can you hear him? Hey, boss.
What?
Why do you have such respect issues with me?
With who, you?
Yeah.
Well, I have a beef to pick with you. Should I do it on air?
A beef to pick with you? I've never heard that phrase before.
What do you mean? You never heard that?
A beef to pick with you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
A bone to pick with you.
No. Yeah. A bone to put
Who picks a beef? Who picks a beef?
No. A bone to put in your mouth. A beef to pick with you. Okay? Get it?
Why would you pick a beef? Think about it.
Well, maybe you're hungry. You're at the deli. You're having a barbecue.
I got a pork chop to pick with you, Bobby Kelly.
Oh God!
I got a lobster to pick with you. Stupid.
You're
Come
stupid.
On. You guys are the dumbest people alive.
You are the dumbest person I know in this room.
If you guys could put your fucking intellects together, I'd still be like massively smarter than both of you. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah. Brother.
Yeah, I agree with you. Definitely than both of us.
That's the smartest thing he's ever said.
I agree with you, but we're way more fun to be around.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Really? Okay. Go ahead. You know, Bobby, I use you as an example all the time. I did it again last night, that you and Rich are camping, right? But Rich won't do any cooking or cleaning.
Yeah.
And you have to do it all. And he just expects it from you. Would you accept that?
No, 100% not.
Right. No. So but he thinks it's fine to just do it day in and day out with me.
Well, we're not camping.
Bonnie, you know you can leave, right?
I'm too tied into it.
You talk about how smart you are.
Yeah.
I mean, you made some very dumb choices.
Well, in the beginning, of course, he was funny. And we had a lot of sex. So in the beginning, there was other things to keep me interested, you know. But then he stopped having a sense of humor about himself.
Yeah.
So yeah, when Bonnie turned into a therapist.
And the sex dried up. That's my fault.
You know, you dried up.
I know. I can't let you. I gave me that. There's just not enough lube on the planet for us to continue sexual intercourse.
Her ass is moistened in her snatch.
Oh, I'm going to throw up.
So.
What is your chicken cutlet you have to pick with me?
No, because I don't want to get into it. Like,
you brought it up.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe 6 months ago or a year ago, Bobby came to me.
Wait a minute, stop. You have something you're holding on
to? Oh, no.
6 months to a year?
No, I just found out about, can I finish? And then you'll realize why I'm saying 6 months or a year.
Okay, good.
Bobby came up to me, or we were talking. He goes, we should do this podcast where we get the people involved, and complain about something and discuss it with the people or whatever the podcast was. He said we should do this. And then I'm playing.
Oh, he does it with Verzi.
Yeah, I'm playing golf with Verzi the other day. He goes, you should do me and Bobby's podcast.
What's it called?
It's called A Bone to Pick.
Yeah, that one.
Bone to Pick. Yeah.
I'm changing it. I want to do the other one with you. That's the one with Verzi I want to do. The one I want to do is a beef to pick.
I know. But you, and I don't mind at all, and I like Verzi, and I like you, and we had a good time, me and Verzi.
Here's the reason why you can't do anything with you. You ready?
Okay, why?
Because you're never available. You golf every fucking day.
That's not true.
You're always on the road, and you have nothing, like Barney said, there's nothing, the only value you have is you.
Yeah, but here's
you bring what, nothing. He's saying you bring nothing to the table.
That's not true. If we were
you bring a lot to the table if you don't have to do anything else but walk in, sit down, and talk
and make fun of it. Right.
That's not true.
Which is fantastic. You are fantastic at what you do. Being a stand-up comedian, one of the best. Doing podcasts or radio, one of the best. But anything else, friend?
Oh, I'm not a good friend.
Oh,
you can give him compliments all day long. The minute you go, but there's a little thing you need to work on, he'll just argue that. He won't he won't be like, well, he did give me positive feedback, so maybe I should listen to this.
Yeah, but I hear all those ones all the time.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're the worst.
And I would have to do everything.
Right? Nope. Yes. Hello, Bobby. I do a podcast with him.
Oh, yeah. Well,
he doesn't even want to do it most of the time. 90% of the time he goes, we won't do it this week. And it's like,
why did I call him?
Why do you want?
You teamed up on me at the Cellar.
Take it in.
I tell you that all the time. And you go, I'm too dry. Wait, Bobby, hold on. Let me rebuttal.
Can I rebuttal, but I have something to ask both of you guys.
Okay, I rebuttal?
Very perfect that you called, yes.
When you asked me this, I said, yeah, but we didn't. If we were moving forward, I probably would have been invested in that. You don't know. We've done over 500 of these podcasts, but it's okay. It's okay. Now it's summer, and,
you're not around.
Well, neither's Paul. Neither's Verzi. He goes on the road as much as I do.
Nah, dude, he's not. I say, dude, we're gonna go Monday night. We'll do Monday night until midnight. I gotta golf with fucking the guy who gives me clubs.
I gotta go to Walmart.
First of all,
I gotta go to Walmart. I gotta plant my shrubs. I mean, I don't. The beers ate them. I don't understand.
Pittsburgh Regional Transit is making a difference. PRT is improving transit for every rider. We're adding QR codes to bus stop signs so you will know when your bus will arrive, making it easier to get on board with our mobile ticketing app, and investing in all-electric buses to help reduce emissions today, to help improve air quality tomorrow. Yes, PRT is making changes. But more importantly, we're making a difference.
Hey there, I'm Rachel Fultman, and I host a podcast from Popular Science called The Weirdest Thing I Learned This Week. Every other week, I circle up with guests like Bill Nye, Josh Gondelman, Mary Roach, and many more to prove that the lofty and noble pursuit of science can also be profoundly weird. Ever heard about the time a bunch of doctors tried to turn George Washington into a zombie? Ever wondered what the people who climb Mount Everest do with all their poop? Ready to learn why snakes have two penises and humans may one day breathe through their butts? From flying Ford Pintos to the world's most illegal cheese, The Weirdest Thing I Learned This Week is the ultimate source for all things interesting, informative, and, most importantly, freaking weird. So pause the podcast you're listening to right now and check out The Weirdest Thing I Learned This Week. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Come on over whenever you're ready to get weird.
Okay, well, what else do you, but what do you want to say that you're glad that me and her are both on the podcast or called? What?
Well, I was just talking about this Steven Crowder thing where he was abusing his pregnant wife.
I didn't read the story.
Yeah, tell us the story.
Well, basically, Steven Crowder, the video came out, and it was Ring Cam video, which is personal home video.
Yeah.
Which means
so the wife leaked it.
The wife leaked it. She knew she was recording, and they were having a fight. And he was a total dick, total piece of shit, definitely deserves everything he gets for whatever. But what I'm saying is, Bonnie and Rich, you don't record your fucking... Everybody says fucked up shit in a relationship. Be both sides. I'm sure she said some fucking things,
yes,
too,
of course,
in her time. And you record... You don't... That's fucking forbidden. You say stuff to your kids, your wife, your husband.
Sure, but I think what men don't realize, Bobby, is that, like, there is another element. It would be as though... you were living with a larger human being that could get angry enough to hurt you and you couldn't defend yourself. Now, I'm not saying that would ever happen and you married someone who probably wouldn't do that to you, but there is another element to it. And if you're pregnant, that's even more vulnerable. Mm-hmm. So if someone's being mean to you, it's like a little scarier than if a wife is at you.
You know what? Mush, my producer, you know, he totally disagrees with you and says women are just deserve whatever they get.
Well, he's in a situation where every...
I agree with you. You're right. The pregnant factor is a thing. But Bonnie, don't you think she was on her best behavior in the video because she knows she was being recorded?
I didn't see it. I don't know. But that's pretty smart if she did do that.
Well, first of all, you don't know what leads up to it. You don't know what she did.
What did you just do?
Sorry.
What were you saying?
Oh, you don't know what she said before it. You know, look, all these fights and misunderstandings and disputes, it takes two. I mean, Russia isn't fighting themselves.
Right. I just think let's imagine, though, that you're not living with a woman. You're living with another man who's bigger than you.
Oh, what a dream.
Okay, so you love it. But if he tells you to fucking clean the counter of crumbs after you eat, you're going to fucking do it.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I mean, I...
The Mushy Mike thing, the reason he's scared of women is because, you know, every woman could just hit him lightly and he'd go down. He does have the fear. He does have that innate fear the way women naturally do.
Hang on one second. Mush is here right now. Mush, don't take the bait. Mush just says, I could hit a woman. Don't do that. I mean, she's, you understand? That is my point right there, which what Bobby just did, knows we're being recorded, set Mush up, and now Mush, I'm going to have to
cancel.
Release this tape and have something done about Mush.
Right.
But what could happen is to this Crowder guy? I don't know who he is, but it's his own podcast. So
are you talking about? It was on a Ring Light.
I know, but he's not with a network. He's a big podcaster, the guy.
Oh.
So what could happen?
Okay, I see.
Apparently, Melissa. Hey, Melissa. He told his wife to put gloves on, give the dog medicine that he knows isn't safe for pregnant women.
To give the dog? What does that got to do?
Bonnie, explain that to him.
Oh. I don't get it either.
Oh, if she touches the medicine?
He told his wife, put the gloves on, give the dog the medicine, knowing that the medicine isn't safe for pregnant women.
Right, okay.
Now, is that bad?
Wait, to touch it? Well, he could have...
He did put gloves on.
He could have done it himself by the time. I mean, it's only medicine. I mean, he seems...
I think the pregnant factor, Bonnie makes a good point. I mean, you know, Mush says pregnant, schmegment, whatever. It's a fucking not even a real thing until it comes out.
Well, it's a different way of looking at the world that you can't see, and I get that. But but as a woman, you always have to be just a little bit more aware because bad things sometimes happen.
Is that
even your husband sometimes can.
You've been more violent. Who's been more violent to who? You to me or me to you? Tell the truth.
Okay, so let's just say I don't think either one of us have been violent to each other.
You've attacked me and broke things.
Broke your face?
No.
Is that what happened to it? Oh, no, that makes a lot of sense.
Whoa, I broke your face. Look, she got me on that one, folks.
Okay, but I'm just saying you walk through the world a little differently. And I understand that you can't see that, but even when Rich gets mad and his level goes up, my fight or flight thing takes off more than if I got mad at him. He just gets annoyed because he knows
that
there's really
pain.
No damage that can be done to him. He feels safe no matter how I act.
You've hit me in front of
him. He's 65. You could hit him in the back.
But I just, it's not about what is actually true. It's how you, it's like, maybe it is actually true that I could beat the shit out of him, but he hasn't gone through life feeling like he has to be careful. So he just doesn't.
So men, what you're saying is men and women aren't equal.
I'm saying that there's a factor that men don't take into account. So when a man is yelling at a woman and he goes, well, she yells at me. There is a little bit of a difference.
Do you think you think a wife should be scolded for making weak coffee?
He hit me. Yes. He hit me this morning because I didn't make the coffee right.
Oh my God, Bonnie, are you okay?
Yeah, he threw the coffee at me. Luckily, I'd watered it down enough with milk that it didn't scold me.
First of all, she says milk. She doesn't even use milk. She uses almond. Whatever.
Almond what? Almond.
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 Fake milk.
Oh,
you just see the other day she had this. Every time she makes, because she's a vegan, so she makes these dishes and she'll eat. And I love most of her food that she makes, but she always bites her dishes or eats them and goes, it's so good. And there's nothing there but roughage.
Well, you know what, Voss, when you don't have French fries and hamburgers and all that horse shit. And then you clean your whole system out. When I got the operation and I didn't eat anything for like 3 weeks, when I finally had a piece of lettuce and a tomato, my mouth exploded.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, full of cum.
It was crazy.
His mouth is coming? Okay.
I wish.
I forgot we were also on his podcast.
I know. Are you in?
I thought no one was listening because it was just ours.
No, I got a whole chat in here and they're all agreeing with all the girls love Bonnie and all the guys love Bonnie too.
Well, there you go.
Good. They're in for a surprise.
Why? What's the surprise?
Bonnie's transitioning.
Yeah.
To a woman?
Yes, finally. It is true. I started getting my nails done. I started wearing earrings I don't have on now. A little more makeup than normal. It's like, it is weird that at this late date, I've started being like, maybe I'll fem it up a bit.
Well, Bonnie, can I be honest with you? Because you are like very, out of like all the comedians' wives, you're probably the prettiest, one of the prettiest.
You haven't seen all of them?
I only know two.
Oh,
Tom Popper and Rich Balls. But last time you did come to my party, you were dressed like Tom Selleck in Magnum PI, and it really was fucking disturbing. That's Raina's mom.
And sometimes you could look at her and she's transitioning into what's his name? Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, yeah, he likes that.
So, like, there's times she looks like Ozzy Osbourne.
There's no great way to age, I'm sorry.
You're not getting old. You're getting, you know.
I'm just saying, it's like, you know, you do your best, and sometimes you look like Ozzy Osbourne.
I have it easy because I just shave my head. I shave everything.
I wish it was your neck.
Hair is what makes you old. You understand?
Well, I think for men, when men have too much hair, it does make them look like an old woman.
I'm losing my hair in the front. Like I'm gonna.
It's good. You're lucky. Then you'll look like a man as you.
No, I'm gonna have one of those island heads, like hair in the back and the side, like my father.
Well, island head. I've never heard that.
Yeah. Well, hey, boss, go get a space wig like Dan Soda.
A what?
A space wig. Go get it. Go. You know.
What's that?
Dan got it.
you get your hair transplant.
What?
Oh, you know what? I wanted to ask
Dan,
you.
Dan who? Dan who?
Dan Soda.
He has what?
He has real hair. Dan
Soda, no, Dan Soda got a, he's got a hair transplant.
He also says Dan Soda. What is wrong with you guys?
What?
What?
You both what? Say his name wrong. It's so weird. He doesn't.
What is it?
Soder.
Soder. Who the fuck says Soder?
Yeah, I know. It's Soda.
Eh? I'm from Canada. Eh? It's Dan Soder, eh?
I'm just saying his name as it is.
I am from a farm. I say things correctly, eh? I say Z instead of Z, eh?
Hey, Bobby, do you know, like, you know, what's a good pair of sunglasses I should get? Do you know? Because
yeah,
what kind?
Tom Ford. What? Tom Ford, baby. Tom Ford, baby.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. the wait. Tom Ford. That's the one.
To repeat it. I mean, yeah. What the fuck? You asked. I said
that's
saying,
the one.
Are you saying Ford? It's like the easiest name in the world.
That's
wait,
the
wait,
one.
Tom Ford.
You know what's funny? Because that's the same glasses. That Chris DiStefano recommended. He said he found or landed these sunglasses, and I saw him the other night in New York.
Yeah, no, he's got this really good guy he goes to in the East Village. You know,
is it? Am I spelling it correctly? P-H-O-R-D, Tom Ford. Is it T-H-O-M-P-H-O?
Keep going.
You got it. You have
R D E E.
All right. Yes. Well, listen.
All right. Well, so basically, you've helped us out. The woman was pregnant, and they're always in fear of getting whacked. It's always there, and you should have a little more care with if you're with somebody.
Yeah, don't be a dick to your pregnant wife. I mean, even if she's manipulating the situation a little bit, it's just to show. It's like. Look at what a fucking dick he is. Like, what man is a dick to his pregnant wife?
Like, I am.
Rich one time accused me of cheating till I cried when I was 7.5 months pregnant.
I did that to Dawn once, too. And here's the thing. She got very mad at me. She got very mad at me, and she switched it up to where I was like, oh, I'm sorry. But I'm like, what a good technique that is. Like, if I ever cheated, and she was like, did you cheat? I'd be like, and if I just got mad and started crying, I can't fucking believe you would fucking do this to me. I love you and I hate. And then she would feel bad. So that's a good technique. If you get caught cheating, get mad back at them and cry.
Really, your pregnant wife is going to cheat? Like, come on.
Dude, that's a thing.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a thing. There's guys who like to bang pregnant women. You ever get a blowjob from a pregnant wife?
Well, Rich isn't one of them.
Not a prayer. Hey, what's the new show we're watching? I told Bobby the one about with Kerry Russell. What's it called?
The Ambassador?
Oh, Poker Face.
No.
The Ambassador. Rich is talking about The Ambassador on Netflix. It's a very good show. Kerry Russell from The Americans.
Is it a good show, though?
Yeah.
It is.
It's a political show, and she's... fun
Does
to look
Bonnie
at.
Have to explain to you the details of the political part?
No, I.
The truth is that we watch a lot of shows, Rich and I together, where we halfway through look at each other and go, "Do you know what's going on?" And then he'll go, "No," and I'll go, "No," and then we'll just keep watching it.
And we just stare.
We just like the sets and the
the movement. The
pretty. Sometimes there's a little witty exchange we do get. We go, "Oh, that's good."
Bonnie's watching for the cinematography of the show.
I stopped making comments about that because Rich really doesn't like it.
I don't mind it.
Well, there's nothing more annoying than sitting with a director.
I know.
Watching anything.
I know, because I'll be like,
great shot.
The first shot, I'll be like, I hate it. Hate it already.
Fucking off. Oh, look at the way the sun, the way they frame that in. Shut up. Just watch.
But why do they light it like that? I don't get it.
Oh, I got to go. You know what? Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bobby Kelly and Mush, and he came on for a second.
He's right here. Say hi. Oh, Lou's coming to see you tonight, by the way, boss.
Lou. Oh yeah.
Okay, let's wrap this up.
All right.
Yeah, we had it. You know, we lost it.
Bye. Goodbye. Okay, that was, I don't know if anyone could ever hear that. We might have to cut that whole thing out of our podcast.
No, that's good.
I don't like it because I have to yell when I'm talking to him, you know, but then it's just real. Sometimes when I hear the clip, it's so loud in my mic.
Is it?
I like it to be like this.
All right, let's wrap this up.
ASMR.
Oh, wait.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm good. Nice. Oh, wonderful. What? Oh, isn't that lovely?
I took my gum out?
Yes. It's great. You guys, this is a rare moment. Oh, he's going for it. He's going for it. Will he go one full minute without gum? No, he will not. This is going on 19 seconds.
I went to Wednesday. I did Chaz Palminteri. I always mess up his. I did his podcast. It was.
And he tried to say it without gum in his mouth. So, folks, when he gets that gum in and he tries to say it, boy, it's going to be good times.
It was a lot of fun. He's such a nice guy. It was
A Bronx Tale, Chaz Palminteri.
It was good. I had a good time. What a great setup he had.
But did he have a good time? That's really
I found out he liked it.
Oh, really? Who told you?
Tara.
What, you called her? Did he say anything about me? What's she gonna say? Yeah, he wasn't that amused, actually. He felt that you weren't being funny about yourself.
Oh, is that what he
what
felt?
If he said the same things that I say? He was saying you just looked in the monitor the entire time. He didn't like how many times you took out gum and put new gum in.
I didn't do it at all.
You
I thought about it.
40 times during the podcast. Yeah.
So
you looked at your phone. All the time.
So coming up,
when you do other people's podcasts and you get a text, do you look at it?
I turn my phone off.
Oh, isn't that for other people's podcasts?
Yes, I turn my phone off.
But
I don't
not
want
for
to
this, right?
No, because I'm in my house. Anyhow, this week coming up,
what does that have to do with it?
Nothing. I just want to hear you say what I have to do with anything, and you just took
you
that long.
Oh shit. You got me.
I did. Here we go. This week coming up, because I'm sure this isn't going to air.
Wait, you
Monday.
Didn't talk about your, you did a commercial little, with Natalie Cuomo.
I don't know if it was a commercial or a promo commercial. I don't know what it was.
Whatever,
it was
you did some kind of.
Yeah, I played a cab driver yesterday and she was a passenger. We only had a couple. It was for like a moving company that's doing something with the Yankees. You know, and I don't want to give away what I said.
Oh, really? Yeah. No, people are going to be hanging on. Oh, damn it. You know what? I'm not going to look at that promo because I already heard it on their podcast. You can say it. It's totally fine.
No.
Rich.
You can't give away. You know, Woody Allen was making a movie once and he put this comic in years ago, this comic, London Lee. I think his gig was like he used to give money out on stage. He was like a rich kid. So he was in the movie Purple Rose of Cairo. I think he was going to be the lead, but he was talking about it before it came out. And Woody Allen does not like that for people to give away anything about the project before it comes out. And he got fired before it even started. And he would have been the star in it. Anyhow, so I don't give away. But it's a bunch of comics in it doing quick cameos. I was a cab driver. Natalie was a passenger. And it didn't take long. It was a couple hours. I think we sat longer getting ready than it took to do it. Frank is directing it. He's good. Frank's good. He's got a good eye for things. I guess he's a director, though. So,
he's done a million commercials.
Is that all he does? He does movies,
no, but
too.
But I'm just saying, like, this is his wheelhouse.
Yeah, he's good at it. He's good. And it was fun. Then I drove home, you know. And anyhow, going to work tonight. Next week, I'll be at Mohegan Sun Comics at Mohegan Sun next Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Comics, Mohegan Sun, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Coming up at the EMMAUS Theater. How would you say that? EMMAUS, Pennsylvania. EMMAUS Theater. I think it's May 13th or whatever.
Oh, this weekend I'm doing that festival. I forgot. Saturday night.
In Red Bank? No.
Red Bank Festival.
Is it Red Bank?
Yes. Yes. I don't know where the venue is, but You should go. People should go Saturday night to see me. I think it's at the some Count Basie.
You're at Count Basie?
Something that's like, it, there must be a smaller room somewhere. In
the- oh, that's a small, the side room.
Okay, those, so.
It's a cool room. It's yeah. 200 seats or whatever.
Yeah, so go to that. That it'd be fun if it was full.
My Wife Hates Me was created and hosted by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button podcast. Subscribe to the podcast by visiting mywifehatesmepodcast.com.
Suicide pact, he's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.